The story that I am going to tell you, I made up from the image of a river. There was a stream of water born from the top of a mountain and trying to go down to the lowland quickly as she can, because she believed that her destination is the great ocean, and that is why she went down very quickly. And even if by running down like that, she produced joyful songs, joyful sounds, but we are not sure that she is happy, because we know that if you are not aware of your happiness, and you are not happy. If we are not aware that we are having a non-toothache, and then we cannot enjoy our toothache. If we don't know that we are enjoying the pure air that we breathe every day, and then we are not happy. Therefore, mindfulness is the base of happiness. To be mindful that you are happy and you have elements of happiness, well, that is the basic condition. So when the stream of river comes to the lowland, she had to slow down. And she was a little bit angry because she cannot arrive as quickly as she wished. But by slowing down, she saw something. She saw reflected in her body, in her bed, images of the clouds, beautiful clouds of all kind of shapes, all kind of colors. And she decided to run after these clouds because they are so beautiful. And all day she spent her time chasing after clouds, one after another. But she also learned to suffer, because clouds are not permanent. They don't want to stay at one place all day. They want to run away from her. That is why the river, the young river, learned to cry and to suffer. But there are other clouds. That is why she spent her time chasing after other clouds. And her job of every day is just to chase after clouds. Obviously, she does not practice apranihita. And one morning, there was a strong wind that took away all the clouds in the sky, and the sky became absolutely empty. And the river suffered so much. There is no cloud to run after anymore. Life is not worth living. She wanted to commit suicide. But it's very difficult for a cloud to commit suicide. For us too. The sky is desperately empty. There's no reason for being alive. And that night, she went back to herself, the first time in her life. Went back to herself, because there's nothing to run after anymore. She has to go back to herself and listen to her cries, the sound of waters flapping against the banks of the river. And listening to that sound, at midnight she discovers something quite important. She is made only of clouds. She is made of water, and water is only clouds. What she has been seeking, running after, she already has in herself. And that is quite a discovery. So out of that insight, because of that insight, she she enjoy a kind of peace and joy that she had never enjoyed. And during the whole night, she was very calm. She was practicing breathing. And in the morning, when she opened herself to the sky, she received a blue, beautiful sky. The blue color of the sky had been there from the beginning, but she did not see it. She only saw the clouds. And the blue sky is something like peace, harmony. And although it has been there for a long time, this first time she see it and experience it. So a feeling of peace, very deep, enters her. And now there she is, enjoying the sky, although the sky is very empty. That afternoon, the clouds came back because the wind stopped. Now she was able to welcome the clouds without attachment, because she knows that she is herself clouds. And every time a cloud comes, she would wave to him. And when the cloud is departing, she would wave to him also. And she spent time breathing, waving the clouds like that without any feeling of suffering in herself. That night, when she was opening herself to the blue sky, she saw reflecting in herself a beautiful full moon. The full moon had been there several times in her life, but she hardly noticed because her purpose is cloud. And now the full moon, the image of something that is fulfilled, so complete, so absolute, like the image of a Buddha, of a Dhyanasattva, Bodhisattva, utterly free from suffering, from wishing, from desire. And then she realized that in her, the moon, the clouds, and the water, they hold hands of each other and they practice walking meditation.
This concludes The Practice of Mindfulness in Psychotherapy with Zen Master Thich Nhat Hanh. Music by Nuong Ketchog, available through Sounds True. If you would like additional copies of this audio learning series, or to receive a free catalog of wisdom teachings for the inner life, please contact Sounds True, www.soundstrue.com, or call us toll-free, 1-800-333-9185, or write the Sounds True catalog, P.O. Box 8010, Boulder, Colorado 80306. Thank you for listening.